She understood what it was to be tortured by dreams and knew how to fear waking, as she woke every morning now afraid her mother would be gone. There was desperation in her voice. "Not now," she prayed. "Not yet. You need to wake up."
"Shannon, they're gone.
They're both of them gone, taken from me."
"Shh. Don't cry. Please don't cry. Open your eyes now and look at me."
Amanda's lids fluttered open. Her eyes swam with grief.
"I'm sorry. So sorry. I did only what I thought right for you."
"I know. Of course you did." She wondered frantically if the delirium meant the cancer was spreading to the brain. Wasn't it enough that it had her mother's bones? She cursed the greedy disease and cursed God. But her voice was soothing when she spoke. "It's all right now. I'm here. I'm with you." With an effort, Amanda drew a long, steadying breath. Visions swam in her head. Colin, Tommy, her darling girl. How anguished Shannon's eyes were, how shattered they had been when she had first come back to Columbus.
"It's all right now."
Amanda would have done anything to erase that dread in her daughter's eyes.
"Of course, you're here. I'm so glad you're here.
And so sorry, darling, so sorry I have to leave you," she thought.